The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Gittin has been sponsored by our good friend and loyal Talmid of the Daf Yomi, Mr. Haimi Dana, and his dear wife, Hashem Shmerem V'Hayim. He has dedicated this Masechet according to the following principle. Our rabbis tell us that when you learn something, it can avert that item from happening. So we'd like to learn the Masechet Gittin, so it will remain in the theory of learning and never come to fruition in actuality. And therefore it should be blessed, him and his dear wife, and all of Klal Yisrael, with Shalom Bayit, and Hatzlachan Harvacha, Bechol Ma'aseh Yedehem. Amen. Daf Gimel. Today's daf is being studied by Nishmat Marzakani, Yosef Ben Sarah, Marat Zakani, Yafa Bat Sarah, Vegam Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Beganeid, Amen. Rufa Shalema. Moshe Ben Dina, Sada Ruchama Bat Erhal, Vesara Bat Erhal. Ena Refana Lahim, Lifat Nefesh, Ulfat Aguf, Atam, Karabal, Vechen Yinosom, Ven Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Gimel Amud Rishon, and we begin that'll be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. Let us review. We are involved in a very fundamental mahloket in the Gemara between two opinions, between Rava and Rabba, in the reason why a shaliach, that means a get from Medina Tayyam, has to say that the get was written in front of him and signed in front of him. B'fanai nechtav, u'b'fanai nechtam. The Rabba with a he. His reason is because in Chutz La'aretz they were not baki lishma. That's how you remember lishma is with the hair, Rabbah is with the hair. They were not baki lishma, and therefore, in order to establish that the git was written lishma, so therefore, what they say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, then the she says you would ask them, oh, you saw it written, was it written lishma? They would say yes. If it wasn't, therefore the get would be kashish. You need to verify that. Now Rava with an aleph, he said no, the reason why I have to say b'fanai nechtam is because in the event that the Baal is going to come and question the veracity of the get, he might come and make an irud. Irud means he might come along and say it's a mizuyaf. The get is a forge. It's not my get. I don't know what you're talking about. I never divorced my wife. We're worried that the guy's going to change his mind because he has a chance to change his mind. Because the get is not a get until the shaliach actually gives it over to the wife. So the concern is that the guy might change his mind from the time the shaliach left. He might come along now and claim the thing is a forge because he doesn't want to give the get. And now what's going to end up happening, you're going to have to verify. Now, how do you verify your get? Either you have witnesses that come along and say, oh yeah, we know the signatures on this get over there. Once they come along and do that, then already you verified the get. The problem is that it's not so easy to verify a get that was written in Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael because there's not too many caravans that are traveling back and forth that are going to be able to verify. So when the shaliach says, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, that already is considered like a verification. So in the event that the husband questions the validity of it, the shaliach, b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, already is accepted. To that, the Gemara asks a very strong question. The Gemara says, according to the Rabbah, the only reason why you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam is because there's not going to be witnesses that are around to establish the get. Well, you should need two witnesses. But you have a regular general rule over here that if you want to mekayem a shtar, you want to establish the veracity of a shtar, you need two witnesses. And therefore, the question is, how could you rely on one witness over here? The shaliach is not even a witness. Yeah, well, I guess he is a witness. He's saying b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, but he's only one guy. Which means in order to establish the validity of a shtar, you should need two witnesses, like a normal shtar, that you need what, two witnesses to testify on the signatures. So Gamera says, no, Ed Echad Ne'eman Besurim. Go back to the rule we said yesterday's daf, that we have a general rule, any type of situation that deals with Isur, for example, marrying a lady, Eshet Ish, and all this type of business over here, get is considered a thing of Isur. It's not a monetary case over here, it's an Isur case. And we have a general rule, Ed Echad Ne'eman Besurim, that you believe one witness when it comes to Isur Ve'eter case. So if I can trust one witness to testify on a case that has to do with get. Gemara's right. Ima Adam Ninan. Ed Echad Ne'eman Besurim. Kigon Hatichat Safek Shel Chelem Safek Shel Shuman. Delo Et Hazik Isura. אבל האחת, חזיק אסורה דאשת איש, הבי דבר שבערווה, ואין דבר שבערווה פחות משניים. The Gemara says, wait, when do we believe in עד אחד? That's only in a case where there's no hazaka against it. For example, you have a piece of meat in front of you. You don't know if it's chaylev, you don't know if it's shuman. If it's kosher or not kosher, you don't know. And there's no hazaka on it. So therefore, an ed echad can come and solve my dilemma. Again, isur veter, right? Kosher, not kosher. Ed echad ne'eman. However, we do not take an ed echad to believe in a case where it's going against a hazaka. It's going against an establishment, which means here the lady has a hazakah; she's married, she's ishet ish. You want to tell me on the bound on the word of one witness that can go against the hazakah? Doesn't work that way. Ed echad does not go against it hazik esura, and therefore we go back to the regular rule of what shnei edim. Like we have a regular rule that says kol davar shebe'irva, anything that has to do with irva, like marriage, things like that, you need two witnesses. They learn that from the Gezerah Sheva Davar Davar. It says the word Davar by Mamon, monetary. We know you need two witnesses by monetary cases. It says the word Mamon by Irva. So the Gemara's question again is very simple. According to Rava, that you told me one Shaliyah is enough to say before I nechlam, before I nechlam, in order to establish the veracity of the get. What do you mean? You need two witnesses. And don't tell me Edahan Ne'eman, because that's only when there's no Hazakah, but this is going against Hazakah. So comes the Gemara and says, Hadush, Bedinu. Which is really, even on a regular monetary shtar, when a shtar is presented in front of Betin Minat Torah, you really do not have to even verify. Which means, any shtar that comes to Betin with two witnesses on it, the assumption is that the shtar is kasher. It does not need a verification. Kedrish Lakish. The Amar Shlakish, Pedim Hatumim Al Ashtar. Witnesses that signed their name on the shtar, Na'asu kemi shenechkera edutan bebetin. We look at it as if that their testimony was interrogated in the betin, which means that everything went through betin, and therefore we assume that the shtar is legal. Why do you do that? Rashi says, "Delo hatzif inish lezayufe." People are not mehutzaf, are not brazen to forge a shtar. And therefore, the assumption is, if two witnesses signed on a shtar and a guy produced a shtar like that, a guy's not going to come along and for that's already a tremendous chutzpah to make a shtar out of nowhere. So therefore, really, this opinion holds like the shtakish that says, really, min haTorah, when a shtar is presented in front of Beit Din, you got to assume the veracity; it's automatic. Oh, v'rabbananu da'atzruch. The rabbis came along and said, you need two witnesses to verify a shtar. It's a rabbinical law that you need kiyum shtarot. And over here, the rabbis lightened up their law because you're dealing with a situation of potential aguna, which means if you're going to mandate now, you need two witnesses to verify the shtar. So now you might have to wait a lot of time till you find that second witness. What's going to end up happening to this lady over here? She's not going to be able to get married. She's going to be an aguna. So therefore, the Gemara is coming along to say that really you wouldn't need anything from the Torah law. Rabbinical law, you need two people to verify a shtar. Now, why don't you need anything to verify a shtar? Because when a shtar is presented in front of Beit Din, the assumption is the guy didn't forge it. Two witnesses are on it, and you got to assume it's kosher. Oh, but rabbis came along, no, you need to verify. But when do you need to verify? Only in a regular case. But in the case of Gittinov, it will even suffice with one guy. Even if the Shaliach himself says, his verification is going to be sufficient, because we don't want to keep the lady tied up, the mutar of aguna. So when the Gemara comes along and says, what are you talking about? Haikulau, chumnau. Gemara has the same question that I had on yesterday's daf. You tell me this is a leniency. That one that will take the testimony of one witness. The Gemara says, is that a leniency or is that a stringency? Why? The I matzlachet latre lo ate ba'al me'areru pasile. Had ate ba'al me'areru pasile. The Gemara is saying that as a result of now you being lenient to only trust the Shaliach and say, that's not a leniency, that's a stringency. Why? Because now you're leaving the get vulnerable, because in the event that the husband is going to question the veracity of the get, he's going to come along and say it's a forge. So he's saying it's a forge. One witness is saying it's good, it's one against one. What do you do with one against one? It's a push. And therefore what? The get is not going to be a get. If you would mandate two witnesses, at least you'd stave off that situation. If the guy would come along and say, the get is me'ur'ad, the get is mizuyaf, I mean, so then already you have two witnesses to go against him. But now that you're being lenient to say it's only one witness is enough, so there's going to be comes out of stringency. So comes the Gemara and says, Kevan da amar mor, b'fnei kama nutno la, Rabbi Yohanan v'Rabbi Hanina, have it. אחד אמר בפני שניים, ואחד אמר בפני שלושה, מעיקרה מדג דייק ולא עתי לאורעי נפשי. like we learned it yesterday, is that since the law is that that shaliach has to give the get, not in front of the lady alone, she has to give it in front of two witnesses, or he has to give it in front of three witnesses. So therefore, that shaliach is going to make certain, before he gives that get over, that that husband really wanted to give that get. He's not going to take a chance over there to ruin his reputation as shaliach, to give a get, and all of a sudden the husband's going to be able to come along and say, oh, the thing was a faker, and they're going to find out that the shaliach didn't do his due diligence. And since he knows he's going to have to give it in front of witnesses, he makes certain that the get is a good get. And therefore, even if the husband's going to come and question the veracity of the get, you're going to believe the shaliach. Because whenever you have a sevara midak daik, that he's careful, so his ne'emanut is even stronger than the ne'emanut. So even though he's one guy, and the husband comes and says, nah, what are you talking? The thing is a fake. Sorry. If the shaliach took this get from Medina Tayyam, and he brought it this far, you got to assume that what? He knew that at the time you gave the get, it was a good get, and you were wanted to give it, and therefore, it's not going to come a stringency out of this law. On the contrary, a leniency of one witness will be a leniency. Comes the Gemara and says, but now we go back to a more basic point. Now we explain both shittos. Now we have to explain why each rabbi did not hold like the other rabbi. Why did Rabbah not say like the Rabbah? Why did Rabbah not say like the Rabbah? The Gemara begins that. Gemara says like this. The Rabbah, my ta'ma lo amar ki Rabbah. Rava, why didn't he hold like the Rabbah? Why doesn't he subscribe to the opinion that we suspect that maybe the get is not written the Shema? Why doesn't Rava go with that? So Gemara says, Amalecha mi ketani befanai nichtav lishma. Befanai nichtav lishma. If lishma was the issue, the statement that the shaliach would have to really say should be befanai nichtav lishma. How come they just make the witness say, or the shaliach say, befanai nichtav? If it was an issue of lishma, you missed the main word. The main word is lishma. The guy should come along and say, "Hey, I'm telling you, I sort of get written lishma." From the fact that that word is not in the in his terminology, that must be that the issue over here is not lishma. Well, how's Rabbah going to answer that? V'Rabba bedinu delitniyache. Really, you're right. Logic would dictate that you really should have to say the word lishma. Ela, but what are we worried about? The more words you give the shaliach to say, what are you concerned? The more words you're going to come to say, he's going to come and forget the words. He's going to come and mess up. And what's the problem if he comes and messes up? So that she says, almost like a third of the way on top. He's not going to end up saying the whole phrase "Befanai nichtav lishma." V'amrin on the command, "Kol ha'meshanim b'tbeya shetavu hachamim b'gitin havalad mamzer," which means that we have a rule that if the guy doesn't say the phrase the right way, it's illegitimate. The get is going to be pasul, and then if she gets married, the children are mamzerim. So we don't want to take a chance. The less, the better. The more words you give the guy, the more a chance he's going to make, and he's going to mess up on the terminologies. So the Gemara comes along and says, "Hashtaname atilimigziya." Well, you tell him the guy to say "Befanai nichtav" and "Befanai nichtam." If a guy's going to start forgetting words, they'll forget those words as well. So comes the Gemara and says, no, hada mitlat ga'iz, which means one out of three words, a person can leave one word out. Hada mitarte lo ga'iz. But one out of two words, he's not going to forget a word. Which is, if you tell the guy to say, befanai nichtav lishma, he might forget the word lishma. And if lishma is part of the terminology and he forgets it, so that's mishaneh, change from the terminology. But you don't assume that a guy is going to forget one out of two words, befanai nichtav. Or b'fanai nihtam, which is both those phrases, which are independent phrases. You got to assume that the guy can remember two words without messing up. But to tell him to say three words, if that becomes part of the text, that word, now you're already in trouble. Because now if he forgets the word, he's changing from the text of the hakamim, and therefore now the get is not a get. So therefore, as she says like this, he offers two explanations when he says, oh, but the guy didn't say the word lishma. So either the explanation is when he says b'fanai nichtav, it's implicit. What is he saying b'fanai nichtav? It was written in front of me, meaning it was written lishma. That's exactly. Well, otherwise, why is he saying that? Or the pshat is that when he says b'fanai nichtav, we're going to ask him after. Oh, was it written in front of you? Good. Could you tell me? Was it written lishma? Lishma always means was it written for the sake of the lady that her name is in the get? I don't come along and say yes. So that will prompt us to lead to the point of lishma. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Hada mitlat tevot. What are the three words? Kegon. Bifanai nichtav lishma. Gaiz. The person will drop a word. Dizimnin dilo amar ela bifanai nichtav. He'll drop the third word. Hada mitarte kegon. Bifanai nichtav. But two words. Lo gaiz. Umimela shailina. And then automatically, once he says mifanai nichtav, we'll ask him, in nichtav lishma. Ve'amar in. And he'll tell us yes. Or iname stama kamasid. Stam, when the guy says befanai nichtav, what is he referring to? He must mean that he's referring to lishma. Miu befanai nichtav or befanai nichtam atzrucha nichtiva b'hatima ba'ina lishma. Wow, according to this opinion, not only does the ketiva have to be lishma, the writing of the get, but the signatures also have to sign the get lishma as well. Therefore, that's why he has to make two statements, Bifanai Nikhtav and Bifanai Nikhtav, like the Gemara is going to say later on. And therefore, that's two separate statements, so therefore it's like two words and two words. Therefore, you assume that the guy's not going to mess up and forget a word in the Bifanai Nikhtav statement and the Bifanai Nikhtav statement. Comes the Gemara and says, Rabbah, says the whole reason why he has to say Bifanai Nikhtav, Bifanai Nikhtav is because of Lishma. My tama lo amar kirava. Why doesn't he go with Ava's reason? Ava's reason is, again, get clarity. He's worried that the husband is going to challenge the veracity of the get. Nobody's going to be able to verify. So therefore, that one witness over there is going to be able to, that one shaliyah is going to do the verifications. Amalecha imken nitni bifanai nechtam vetula. Bifanai nechtav lamali. Shma mina ba'ina nishma. Which means, if your whole business was that you want to make sure that the witnesses are kosher, that the witnesses signed the get, you want to make a start. The main item you should say is bifanai nichtam. That's the main item, which means the guys that said, listen, I saw the witnesses sign, it's their signature. That's the main item. What are you making him say bifanai nichtav? That the get was written. No one's challenging the get. No one's challenging the writing of the get. Ela must be from the fact that you make the guy say bifanai nichtav, and we know that three ketiva lishma. So the bifanai nichtav tips us off that the main issue we're concerned about is what? Lishma. Again, if you're not worried about lishma, if you're only worried about the validity of it, just let the guy come along and say bifanai nichtav, which is, I saw the signature, sign it, it's their handwriting, it's them, whatever it is, and therefore that's enough. So therefore that's Rabbah's claim against Rabbah. What are you saying according to you bifanai nichtav? So comes Gemara and says, it's a good question. Gemara says, you know what? Let's just read the... exactly like we said in Rashi. Comes Gemara and says, V'rava bedinu delit niyachi. You know what? Really, you're right. According to Rava, technically it should really be enough just to say b'fanai nichtam. Ela de'imken ate le'echlufe b'kiyum shtarot de'alma be'edehad. If you're just going to let the guy come along and say, this one shaliyah, this one ayid, b'fanai nichtam, I saw the witnesses sign it, and you're going to kosher to get on that, we're worried that from this, it'll lead us to trust one witness by other shtarot. And we learned already that midrabbanan, you need kiyum shtarot, you need two witnesses. So therefore, just by saying, yeah, I saw the witnesses, I saw the signatures. So, and the rabbi's going to say, oh, you saw it? One guy? No problem. So the people can come and say, oh, one witness is enough to mekayim shtarot. They're going to come mekayim other shtarot. So therefore, how did the rabbis solve this over here? They did something, they added terminology here by saying bifanai nichtav, u bifanai nichtam. When the people say, what did they say bifanai nichtav? What's that got to do with anything? So, oh, it must be get is different. So those words bifanai nichtav are really just extra words to remind everybody, and this is a get law. Which is, it's not just about the hatimut. Because if it was just about the hatimut, you said, b'fanai nichtam, you can make a mistake between this case and another case. So they threw an extra word. So when the guy comes to me and says, it was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. So people are going to say, what is he saying, b'fanai nichtam? Oh, must be the rabbis made him say those words. This is different over here. So they're not going to come to confuse get to other shtarot. Look at Rashi. Ati le'ahlufe. Look at Rashi. Demucha miltad le'kiyume ate. Uman de haze savar kol shtarot name behad mekayma I ate had sadav amar makir ani ktav yad ha'edim. Which is, if one witness is coming along and says, I recognize the signatures of the Edim, you might come along and say, well, just like get, you believe him. So too by by regular shtar. That's why you make the guy say b'fanai nichtav. Those extra words are going to show us that get is a separate case. That's why I make him say these terminologies. So comes again what Ron says, not so fast.
I'm worried about the extra terminology.
Yeah, what it means.
But you're not worried about it? For the Aguna case?
What do you mean, Aguna case?
Saying maybe we'll forget the extra terminology.
Oh, that's what comes out. If he forgets b'fanai nichtav, but the Gemara says that two words he doesn't really mess up on.
It's two and two,
but it's two separate situations. Good point. Comes the Gemara and says now. Gemara comes along and says, "Verava midame." Rava comes along and says, "Is it really analogous?" Which means he says like this: what are you telling me that the whole reason why you say b'fanai nichtav is in order so I don't come to mistaken the get case to another case? Rava comes along and says, a get is not similar at all to a regular shtar, which means inherently the laws are different. So I'll never come along and say, just because I allowed one witness by a get to verify it, I'm going to come to verify it by other shtarot, because they're different. Why are they different? So Rava was able to find three differences between the way a get works and the way a regular shtar works. And he says, midameh. Hatam yad'inan hacha b'fanai hatam isha lo mehemna hacha isha mehemna hatam ba'al davar lo meheman hacha ba'al davar meheman. Three differences, let's go through one at a time. The first difference is by a regular shtar, it's enough for witnesses to come along and say yad'inan. What do you mean yad'inan? They come along and say, hey, we know the signatures. Once they say yad'inan, that's fine. However, over here, they actually have to say the words b'fanai nihtam. So that's a different terminology. Which is, once already you see that the guy has to say the words b'fanai nihtam, he's got to say those words, and it's not enough for him just to say like a regular case of shtarot that what, I know the witnesses, so already it's different. Number two, there's a difference, that she says, the second difference, Hakha isha mehemna, a lady is believed by a get. What's that case? Imi via get la havirta. Let's say the lady was the shaliyah. She's a shaliha. She's bringing the get to a friend. Ve'amra b'fanai nihtam mehemna. Kidetam b'perik bet. Af anashim she'ena ne'emanot lomar met ba'alim. So they're lenient. Now, but a lady is not trusted to verify other shtarot. Thirdly, ba'al davar. Oto shemotzi ashtar v'ashtar shelo. Which means, the guy himself, who's the ba'al davar of the shtar, he's not believed to verify the witnesses. He's the guy. Of course he wants to verify the witnesses. He's not believed to come along and say, yeah, with somebody else, oh yeah, I know those witnesses. Because you're a ba'al davar. Because you're not objective. However, by get, ha'cha ba'al davar meheman, ha'isha atzma, mevi'a et gita memedina tayam, the lady herself, the husband can give the lady the get, and say, go bring it to Eretz Yisrael. When you get to the Beit Din, that's when the get is going to be hal. B'torat shliachut, meaning she can be the shaliach herself. Kegon damar lebala, al tetgarshi bi. I don't want you to get divorced to me. Ela beBeit Din, ubelvad shetesliachah lomar b'fanai nechtav, b'fanai nechtav. So the lady herself is able to say she's her own shaliach. She doesn't say the husband came along and said, listen, I'm giving you the get. You're the shaliach for you. But I don't want the get to be hal till you get to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, now she brings the get to Israel. The bet is to say, I don't even know this get is a good get. So she'll come along and say, on her own. So you see that a get is able to be verified even by the person that's involved herself. What Rabbah's basically coming along to say, why would I confuse if I believe one ed by get, that I'm going to come to believe one ed by other shtarot? There's three major differences between the two items. Number one, this case, by get, she has to say, or he has to say, b'fanai nechtam. Whereas by other shtarot, it's enough to say, yad'inan. We know the signatures. Number two, the lady can be the shaliach. Right, the shaliach can be the lady, and she can say, b'fanai nechtam for her friend. Mashaykin, it cannot be, you cannot say the lady to testify in verification of a shtar. And number three, the lady herself is able to be our own shaliach. And therefore, what Rabbah's basically saying, I don't buy into what you're telling me, that the reason why you're saying b'fanai nichtav is so I won't confuse this to other cases. I won't confuse it anyway, because the cases are inherently different. Gemara says, no. Atu hacha ki amar yad'inan mi lo mehemne. Bechivan dichi amri yad'inan mehemre. Ate lechlufe bekiyum shtarot. Which means, Rava comes along and says, no, you're mistaken, Rava. Over here, you're right. Two out of the three cases that you mentioned, there are differences. I mean, when it comes to the lady cases, I can't argue with you. A lady cannot make kiyum shtarot, verify other shtarot. A lady cannot bring the shtar itself when she's the baal davar and testify on. I agree with that. But you're wrong when it comes to the fact that you don't have to say the words b'fanai nihtam necessarily, which means if the shaliyah would come along and say, I know these witnesses, that would work, by the way. That she says, atu, look at the bottom of Nashi, atu haka ki amar yodeya ani milo me'eman, which is the whole purpose of the shaliyah is what? To verify the shtar. What's the difference if he says, I saw the signatures, or what's the difference if he says, I know the signatures? And since, we found a major similarity between regular shtarot and a get, if you didn't add the Befanai Nikhtav statement, so Rava's basically saying there is similarities. And therefore, if you would just say Befanai Nikhtam, you'd say, one witness is enough to verify a get. So one witness must be the kosher to verify a regular shtar. And you know what? Because there are similar cases. Because even if the guy didn't say b'fanai nihtam, even if the guy just would have said, I know the witnesses, we would believe him, just like we would believe him by a regular shtar. So by saying the extra words, b'fanai nihtam, that already shows that the get is that they're making them do something different by get. Because a regular shtar, you don't have to say b'fanai nihtam, that the shtar was written in front of me. By adding those words, you're trying to say, this case must be different. Which is, even if the guy, let's say, would come to Betin, and he would say, I know these signatures. Not enough. We're going to make him say, and it was signed in front of me. Or it was written in front of me. B'fanai nihtam. So once already you maslich that already shows you that the cases are different. Nobody's going to come to make a mistake. Comes the Gemara and says, Ul Rabba de'amar lefi she'en b'ki'im nishma. Now we get to another basic point. The point over here is like this. According to Rabba, it seems you need two parts of the get to be lishma. Number one, the writing. When the sofer writes, when he's writing the names, right? This husband divorcing that lady. It's got to be for those people that are involved. And it seems also the signatures have to be also signed l'shem, the people that are in the get. That's why you have to say b'fanai nichtav u'b'fanai nichtam. That you need l'shma on both the ketiva of the get and on the hatima of the get. So the Gemara says, ul rabba. Could you show me which Tana in Shas holds that you need Lishma on both the Ketiva and the Hatima? That Rabba's telling you need to say B'Fanai Nechtam, B'Fanai Nechtam. So the Gemara starts. Ir B'Meir. Well, if you tell me it's the B'Meir, Rabbi Meir is the Shita that says, what makes a get? The get is made by the signatories, which means according to Meir, we're going to learn the shita later on. He holds ede hatima karte, that the main item that makes a get valid is the fact that it has signatures. Okay, now, so ede Meir hatima ba'e ketiba lo ba'e. Even the Rabbi Meir that says it's the signatures, he says the main thing is the hatima that needs lishma. But he does not hold that the ketiba needs lishma. Look at the top of Rashi. Rabbi Meir damar ikar hashtar zuhi hatima torah. The main item of the shtar is the hatima. Hatima lishma ba'e. Dechi keti v'chatav la. When it says in the pasuk v'chatav la sefer kiritut, v'chatav doesn't mean the actual writing of the get. V'chatav means the signatures have to be lishma. K'diktan l'kaman. Like we're going to see immediately. Katav get al amechubar. The law is going to say like this. Let's say a guy wrote a get on something that was attached to the ground. Let's say you have a leaf. It's growing from the ground. The guy wrote the get on the leaf. It was attached to the ground. It said, and then what? He pulled it off and gave it to his wife. Kashir. The Torah says vechatav v'natan, and the rabbis learn from there. Mi she'enu mechusar ela ketiba v'netina yatsa zishu mechusar ketiba ketzitza v'netina. Which means from the Torah we learn that there cannot be a separation between the writing and the giving. Here, when you wrote it on something attached, you wrote, you got to pluck, and then you got to give. So the question of the Gemara is that cannot be good. How can you tell me it's kasher? Because Rabbi Meir learns that when it says ketiva, ketiva doesn't mean the writing of the get, it means the signing of the get. And therefore, even though you wrote it when it was attached, then you plucked it, then you signed it, then you gave it, so there is no break in the action between the ketiva and the netina. So from there you see that Rabbi Meir holds when the Torah says vechatav, ketiva is really hatima. From the fact that you see him saying that it's kasher, to write the get on mechubar, on something attached, pull it out and give it. How could that be? You're breaking between the ketiva and the netina. You're not. Because he holds the ketiva is the hatima. And therefore, if you wrote it attached, pulled it out, signed it, that's the ketiva. So there's no break between the hatima and the netina. That's just showing you that Rabbi Meir holds that the ketiva of the Torah is the hatima, like the Gemara says. Ditnan. Second line, and kodvim b'mechubah lekarka. You're not allowed, like a taila, to write a get on something that's attached to the ground. Ketavo ala mechubah lekarka. Let's say you did it. Talsho, you pulled it out of the ground. Hatmo, then you signed it. V'natno la kesher. So what do you see from over here? That when the Torah says vechatav v'natan, that there cannot be a separate ketivah, that the ketivah must be hatima. That's all you need to be lishma. And it's vechatav la. La lishma. Only by the hatima. So the Gemara says, fine. Rabbi Meir cannot be the author of the Mishnah according to Rabbah. E Rabbi Elazar. Also, maybe it's Rabbi Elazar. Now, look at that. She explains the Shita to Rabbi Elazar. V'e Rabbi Elazar da'amar mideoraita get she'en edaf hatumin alav kasher. Alma v'chatav ketibai de mashma. Which is according to Rabbi Elazar. He says, you know what makes the get? Edem mesira karte. He says, you need two witnesses to see the get being given over. That's the main item of the get. Min haTorah, you don't need signatures. The only reason why you have signatures on a get is just to testify that it was given over in front of two. So really, the main item is what? The Eder Mesira. But the signatures of the get are not the item that makes the get. The validity of the get comes from the two witnesses that watch it being given over. Oh, but how are you going to know the two witnesses? So you sign, but the signing doesn't make it. The signing just tells us about the two witnesses that were there to watch it. Good. Oh, but the Torah says, Vechatav. Vechatav la. Oh, so that means the B, Eliezer says, you're right, you don't need witnesses, but you need the writing of the get to be Lishma. So therefore, according to the B, Eliezer, Ketiva Lishma, but you don't need Hatima Lishma. You don't even Hatima at all. Forget about Lishma. So therefore, it can't be the Bini Aizah. That's what Gemara says. The E, the B, El Azar. And that B, El Azar, Ketiba Ba'e, Hatima Lo Ba'e. V'chi Tema. Maybe you'll come along. Now let's give the technique on the V'chi Tema. We've done this many times, but it's worthy just to go review sometimes once in a while the technique. V'chi Tema always is going to be rejected. Which means, if you're going to tell me your potential answer, I'm going to reject it. So right away, you know, v'chi tema, it's not going to stand that answer. V'chi tema, maybe you're going to come along and say. But the technique is, you always have to first learn the answer, and then figure out why it was rejected. So he goes, v'chi tema le'olam Rabbi El-Azari. Maybe I'll tell you really the author of the Mishnah called the Nabba is what? Rabbi El-Azar. V'chi lo ba'e Rabbi El-Azar hatima l'shma m'deoraita. Maybe that which Rabbi El-Azar says, you don't need witnesses in the gate, that's m'deoraita. But maybe he holds that midrabanan, you need witnesses in the get, and therefore once you need witnesses in the get, you need them to be lishma, and therefore that's what it means. Befanai nechtam, befanai nechtam, the ketiva deoraita and the hatima midrabanan. Comes the Gemara says impossible. Ve'ashlosha gitin pisulim derabanan. There are three gets that are pasul. According to the rabbis, velo ba'er Rabbi Elazar hatima lishma, And you see clearly from that argument, which we're going to see immediately, that the Bi Elazar holds you don't even need Midrabbanan a Hatima Lishma. How do you know? Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. Let's read the Mishnah. Shlosha Gitin Pisudin. There are three types of get that are pasul. V'im niset abalat kasher. But if the lady got married with that get, the children are going to be kasher. Meaning it's a get that's not kasher. We don't get married. But if she got married with the avad, the children are not going to be mamzerim. Now let's see the three cases. So when it says shlosha gitin pisulin, it means like a tehila. But with the avad, it's okay. Katav bichtav yado. First case. Let's say the Baal wrote the get in his own handwriting. Ve'en alav edim. But he didn't sign it. Now usually there's nothing stronger than when the guy himself writes in his own handwriting. He's committing himself to the... It's like a guy writes to start, I owe $1 million. That's the best thing in the world. It's his handwriting. He himself is telling you he owes it. So if a person writes a get and he says, so-and-so, whatever it is. However, there's no edim on the start. As she says, nothing. Yesh alav edim. Or let's say, no, there is edim on the start. Ve'en bozman. But they didn't write the date in the shtar. Now, date is very important again, because as a result of a date, it's going to affect monetary. Because as a result, you have to know exactly from what time already she's able to start collecting her kitubah and things like that. And Gemara is going to discuss why. Yesh po zman ve'en bo ela ed echad. Or let's say the date is written, but there's only one witness. Hare elu shlosha gitin pesulin. Bottom line, all these three gets are pesul. Ve'im niset havalad kasher. Rabbi Elazar omer, afapi she'en alav edim, ela shenatnu la bifnei edim kasher. Rabbi Elazar comes along and says, I argue on you. I hold, even if there's no edim at all, forget about one witness. Even if there's no edim at all on the shtar, the get is kasher vegove menechasim mishu'badim. And what? She can even collect now from properties that have liens on them. Which means she can go now to the real estate and she come along and collect her ketubah on such a get. She'en ha'edim hotmim ala get. Ela mipene tikkun ha'olam. Rabbi Elazar says very clearly, the only reason why they sign on a get is tikkun ha'olam. Now what is tikkun ha'olam? Look at the bottom Rashi. Tikkun ha'olam. Sheme yamutu edim. Veshuv en lo edut. Lefikak nagu lachtom. Tim yamutu ter'e chatimatam le'edim acherim v'yakiru. Now we have to understand exactly what this tikkun olam means over here. Which means like this. Edim that are signing on a get. Do you need edim on a get? Absolutely not. According to Rabbi Elazar, the main thing you need is two witnesses watching. Ede mesira karte. Now, why are they signing on it? So the case is like this. Let's say the adim mesira would die. Okay? So now, and nobody signed the get. So therefore, without any signatures, there's no ra'aya that this get over here is legitimate. Now that you have witnesses that signed it, at least you have a ra'aya that the get is a kosher get that was given. Which means like this. According to Rabbi Elazar, a get without witnesses is kasher, like a ta'ila is no problem, give it, it's kasher. Not only is kasher, you can even use that get to get paid now from the chazim mishrabadim. That's usually real estate. Real estate is called Mishrobat because a person can put a lien on real estate. So you can go like this and say, that real estate that you bought from the husband, I have a lien on it. It's coming to me first. He had no right to sell it to you. My ketubah precedes your sale. And therefore she can go along and collect it, even though there's no witnesses. I agree that you have to write witnesses in a shtar. You have to write witnesses in a thing. But only because tikkun olam. What's tikkun olam? In the event that, let's say, the adim misirat die. So now you really have no proof that this get was ever given over. Right? The husband come along and say, I never gave the get. Well, bring down the misira. They're dead. And then go prove it. So they would only write edim in the shtar as like a backup, just in case the edim die. At least there's two witnesses that testify that the get was given over correctly. But they don't make the get. The get is made by the adim misira. So we're back to the question. Rabba, you said you need to say b'fanai nikhtav. Ubefanai nehtam. That's mashmayid ketiva. The hatima lishma. According to the Bimeir, you only need Ketiva Lishma. According to the Bir Azar, you only need... According to Rabbi Meir, you only need Hatima Lishma. According to Rabbi Azar, you need Ketiva Lishma. But we haven't found the rabbi that says you need both Ketiva and Hatima Lishma. Did that to give our answers? Ve'ela. Now the technique of an Ela is it rejects a premise that we said before and offers an answer. Ve'ela was the premise before was it's not Rabbi Meir. Now we're going to come along and say it is Rabbi Meir. Ve'ela Rabbi Meiri. V'chi lo ba'e Rabbi Meir ketiva lishma mideoraita. Midrabanan ba'e. Which means the Gemara is really concluding and saying, you know what? You're right. Mideoraita Rabbi Meir says you don't need to have ketiva lishma. But bidrabanan, you need to have it lishma. Oh, so comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Ve'ela. Rav Nachman came along and said, "Omer ayar b'mir, afilu mitzao be'ashpa." Let's say you found the get in the garbage dump. That means the get already was written. It's written for this guy, for that lady. Ve'hatmo v'natno la kasher. And all the guy picked up the good thing from the garbage can. He got two kosher witnesses, they signed it lishma, even though it was written shelo lishma, what's the deen? Kasher. So you see why, you don't tell me the Bim Eid says you need ketiva lishma midrabanan, because hakri matira get that's written in the garbage can that he says it is kasher. Oh, v'chi tema ana midoraita kamatnina na. Maybe you say all that braita was saying is midoraita to get this kasher. Maybe when it says kasher, it means midoraita. The Gemara says, "Ihache omer ayar b'meir devar Torah mebeile." The braita should have been explicit then. The braita should have said that the Rabbi Meir says mina Torah such a get is kasher. From the fact that the language was the Rabbi Meir says the get is kasher, it's mashmash kasher even on the rabbinical level. So therefore, we're still stuck with the question. Who is Rabba subscribing to when he says you have to say b'fanai nechtav and b'fanai nechtav? Let's just read the top Rashi. Iyache Omer ayah Rabbi Meir devar Torah mevayle k'lememar de'avile l'Rav Nachman de'amorahu, which means Rav Nachman is an Amorah. He's quoting Rabbi Meir the Tana. So leferusha lemilta de'lo tipik chorba mineh. When an Amorah is explaining the words of the Tana, he's maybe got to be very careful in explaining the words of the Tana so he doesn't bring destruction to the world. Which means, you can't just say kasher, and you really meant, well, I meant kasher min ha-Torah, but midrabanan is pasul. That's a very vague statement that could lead to mamzerim, chas v'shalom, midrabanan. Therefore, you got to be very explicit. So he says, from the fact that Rav Nachman the Amorah, when he quoted the Tana to be mean, he just said kasher, you got to assume that he meant kasher on all levels, even on the rabbinical level. So therefore, we got to see in the next daf exactly what the Rabbah was saying. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.